This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today we're joined by Ryan Creamer. That is your real name, right?
That is my real name.
Okay,
yeah.
Sick. What a great name. What a blessing. What a great
name. I was like, this is a call I gotta make. An industry I simply have to join. There's no choice.
Ryan Creamer is a comedian, former College Humor cast member, and a verified Pornhub model. His G-rated wholesome videos have been viewed on Pornhub 10 million times.
That's insane.
That pretty is crazy. Very, very crazy.
Do you consider yourself a porn performer?
I think the more, well, here's the thing. Anytime I like collaborate with a porn star, I'm like, this feels like as close to as you can get without being it.
Yeah.
But then I also realize every time I do that, I'm shooting on an iPhone. I'm asking them, like, can you meet in a park? Like, there's no, it's always like very weird. I'm like, okay, I'm not actually when you're on those constraints, it's like, nah, no, I'm not.
Yeah. How did you initially get the idea? We should say we've mentioned you on the show.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Ryan puts out amazing videos, like, just from a verified handle. Like, you can set up your own profile.
Yes.
With I'm gonna bastardize these titles. You can probably get the better ones, but obviously titles that play on the tropes of porn, things like boss and secretary enjoy healthy working relationship.
Yep.
Like, I absolutely put my stepsister to bed and watch Hoosiers in the other room.
So funny when it started, like, it was truly based on, I mean, I was just watching porn. But like, I scrolled down and I think on Pornhub's like masthead, there's like a work with us thing, and out of pure curiosity, was just like, what's over here? And like, it seemed like a pretty straightforward verification process. Like, if you send in a photo of yourself, like holding a piece of paper, like, I am this name on Pornhub, within 48 hours, they'll be like, all right, you're verified.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool. Let me try that. So it really wasn't like, oh, I'm setting out to, it happened very like,
organically.
Exactly. So I did two videos and really didn't have an idea to continue to make them. But after the two like got shared on Reddit and stuff, they like, a lot of people saw them and was like, oh, I can easily shoot these. I'll just keep doing them like
easy
once a week.
Make.
And there's enough tropes that I think the first two weren't very trope specific.
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh,
what were the first two? Do you remember?
The first two was I tuck you in after you come. That was the first one, which is very like POV specific. And then the other one was I encourage you as you continue looking for the video you're going to masturbate to.
I remember that.
So those are the two. And those weren't really even tropes on anything. It was just like, I know that you're watching porn and I'm like part of your experience now. So after those two, I was like, oh, I can do this more, like, formulaically, I guess.
Amazing. Yeah. And do you feel like there was a moment that you went viral, or you just kind of, like, built a weird following just through different mentions or people finding you and sharing you?
I think it's happened in waves. Like, in January, like, BuzzFeed wrote an article about it, and that was probably the biggest, like, most people knowing about it.
Yeah.
But it's happened in waves on Twitter of just, like, someone posting, like, does anyone see what this motherfucker's doing?
Because you should.
Right. People just being like, what the hell is going on? So it'll happen in waves of a new group of people just being like, wait, what?
What is this actually what it looks
exactly.
like?
Exactly.
It is.
I think a lot of people think it's just photoshopped or screen cropped for Instagram.
Sure.
And then when they realize, oh, these are actual videos.
Right.
Do you feel like, or how do you feel like the response has been like in the porn world?
It's interesting. I mean, I think, I guess I don't know. All I know is my experience with the performers and the people that I've met.
Sure.
And most of it, I mean, if anyone hates it, then no one has said so to me.
Right.
It's been very supportive and nice.
That's
and like
amazing.
Every performer that I've worked with, I think of Ginger Banks, for example. I shot like a video in the mall, in the Beverly Mall, because I wanted to do like a dressing room thing. But then the reality of that is like, we can't go into a dressing room. Like,
yeah.
So we had to do some workarounds, but she was just like, oh yeah, this is a good way to like destigmatize a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that perspective, I was like, I never intentionally set out when I started to do it, but now I feel like, yeah, I would, that's great. Like, that's awesome.
Because you've worked with a bunch of porn performers at this point. Yeah. Like, how many, like, porn guests do you feel like you've had?
I feel like 5 to 10 around there. Yeah. I think Mia Malkova was the first one. That was a big one. Like, the Pornhub social media account got in touch with me. It was like, Aria was like, oh, can I put you in touch with anyone?
Yeah.
And it really only happened when I moved out here because there's not as many porn stars in New York.
By a large margin.
By a large margin, exactly. So I think... the more performers I work with, I think the more that come in because it's like, oh, this is like, you know, it's just more reputable the more I think those videos are made.
Who was your favorite porn star to work with?
I think they've all been great. I mean, it's tough.
Just kidding.
I know. It's tough to say. What I do like about it is what I said is like, I'm always like, just jerry-rigging this, like, all right, I want to make sure that the person I'm working with is comfortable. I'm like, I can come to you, you can come to me. I understand that this is a weird ask of a guy with an iPhone. So each time it's just, like, trying to juggle that. And, like, I did, with Mia Malkova, it was, like, meeting in a park when she went to do a podcast, like, right afterwards. So it's just, like, for me it's fun to get, they're, like, 15 minutes to shoot. So it's just, like, squeezing it in different ways has been very fun.
Yeah, that's
awesome. The process of it,
And do you watch porn?
Oh,
I was going to ask the same question.
Yeah.
Well, you did just say you sort of came up with this watching
porn. I do. And I mentioned, like, I think with the optics that I have now, people are like, you can't do that. Like, the whole premise of what I do is, like, very squeaky clean. But yeah, I watch porn a lot.
Great. You came to the right place.
Cool.
In that case.
Great.
Let's get into it. So the topic today is step siblings. Specifically. And this is something that's been on the rise since like 2014 is what my research has found. I feel like anyone, you know, you search anything nowadays on Pornhub or any porn channel like of the big aggregates, and incest is like the most commonly found thing in every single video.
Huge taboo.
And
I even noticed, like, making the showdown, that the videos that were popping up that I was grabbing the titles from have way more, like, consistently way more views than I'm used to seeing. I mean, sometimes I'm like, oh, this one has like 100,000 or 19,000. It was so many videos in like the 20 and 30 million view range.
It's insane.
It's nuts.
I've talked to some of the people that I've shot with. I was on Holly Randall's podcast, who she's like director now. She's so great. And she just spoke to like, we hate making these. Like, everyone in the industry is like, this is so fucking annoying. But it's so funny because it does numbers like that. It's like, I guess we have to.
It's like a weird like hamster wheel. You know what I mean? Like, the industry like can't get out of it. And I found this really interesting kind of this article about Brie Mills, who runs Adult Time and Pure Taboo, which is like one of the videos we're going to talk about is from Pure Taboo. And she's a genius, essentially. But she was like, you know, for big production companies, we have to advertise on like Pornhub with like these little, small little banners, and we have to get a lot of information across, and like a storyline is what grabs people. So it's usually like something simple like my friend's sister or something like that. And but what they found was things with incest
grabbed attention
the easiest. And then that was from there.
Now when like, you say incest, because there is sort of a I'm fascinated by the difference, like, in the real world and in, like, the porn world between, like, actual incest, like, biological incest versus, like, fucking your step-sibling. And why, like, I think, I assume in the porn world, like, it's deliberately walking up to the line that, like, you feel like is okay. And it's like, how far can we push this while still being, like, titillating? But, like, there is you still see tons of porn that's like mother, son, but just straight up incest. But it doesn't seem to do as well because I think that like puts off enough people and like doesn't quite hit that sweet spot of like it's taboo, but not too much taboo.
That's freaking people out.
So many of the step-sibling videos are literally a performer at some point being like, this is okay. Like they are saying it so that everyone watching is like, okay, cool.
So we shouldn't be doing this, but it feels pretty good.
Like that's like literally a lot of dialogue.
Straight to camera, hey, it's okay that you're doing this.
They also have to say like you're 18.
Yes.
You know, like that's a big thing. It's like, oh my, you're my 18-year-old stepsister.
Yes. That's a big porn thing in general to be like, listen, little girl, you're only 18 years old.
I think they legally have to say it.
Yes.
They legally have to say it, 18. Yeah. Which, you know what, I'm grateful for.
Sure, sure.
It makes me feel better. Yeah.
Absolutely. Something else I feel like is pretty common in the step-sibling thing is that it's like a new introduction to the family.
Yes.
Mm. So it's like not something that they've been around since like, you know, they were five or six. It's like, this guy's hot and...
So I went knee deep in psychological research on this.
Of course you did.
That's always my angle. Yeah. I always like to be like, but why though?
Yeah.
And there are, so Freud always comes up in the show, and like mostly we criticize Freud because I think he had a pretty like rudimentary early perspective on things. But I found something I'd never heard of, the Westermarck effect, also known as reverse sexual imprinting, which is again, kind of archaic theory that like basically in your early years of childhood, if you are subjected to another person or if you're like, if you have affection, if you have like a family environment where you are very close with someone else, that desensitizes you to the sexual attraction.
Oh.
And that later on, you know, if you meet a sibling in adult life, you're not desensitized. Mm. Therefore, that person's attractive.
Okay.
And then there's a whole, the article I read goes on to critique that and say that it just doesn't stand up.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting to like explore the idea of like biological versus just the taboo of like you're being around someone. Because there isn't anything until someone gets married and like you live or your parents, let's say, get married.
Yeah.
And you're just around someone in your house. There's nothing to say that you would meet that person on the street.
Totally.
And be attracted to them. So
I love the idea, like in one of those porn videos, along with them saying, like, you're 18, it's okay, explaining that entire phenomenon. Just like, okay, so there's a lot at play here.
Let me break it down for you. I think for so long, I was always like, why is this a thing? But when I started doing the research for this episode, I was like, oh, it makes sense. Like, porn is pushing boundaries, it's taboo. It is like, what is the, you know, as we're getting, you know, used to seeing more and more stuff on Pornhub. I was like, you know, 15 years ago, anal was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone's doing anal.
There's different trends that,
you know,
like,
what I mean?
Come and go. Yeah.
Anal's a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So what's the weirdest thing now?
Yeah. I was surprised to hear you say that step stuff started spiking in 2014.
Yeah.
Because I would have thought it would have gone back even further than that.
Yeah.
But I think you're right that it is like seeing a major rise that it has not really leveled off yet and may not anytime soon.
Yeah.
It's just continues to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
I always like equate it to, in my mind, like the phenomenon people must get from playing like Grand Theft Auto or something of just like, here's like me enacting fantasies that I simply cannot act on or think about.
Right.
Yeah.
And that how it manifests in the porn world. I don't know.
Well, just the idea that like we all know it's wrong.
Right.
Like, it's wrong.
Yeah. I think that's what's like. Let's say, like, let's correlate what's hot about it in real life versus what's hot about it in porn. And I think the idea of being exposed to someone that you might want, like, you might be attracted to and then not being able to have them, like, that is ultimately, like, what taboo is and why taboo. Like, if it's forbidden, it's taboo.
Yes.
And all the more, like, on an individual basis, if there's someone around and you're, like, not allowed to have, like, I've experienced that not with in a step environment. I don't, certainly not. But, but like, the notion of betrayal or like secrecy like just makes things hotter and more exciting.
Totally.
And I think for porn it like sets up a really clear story.
Right.
Like you were saying about Brie Mills being like, how do we grab people with like, this is sexy, it's a little bit forbidden, and this the setup of the video is like, oh, but we shouldn't, but we have to.
Yeah,
and
that's
just like naturally making the porn a little bit hotter than just like, we're two people fucking and like there's no need to explain why.
Right.
What's weird is like the more I thought about it, I was like, yeah, this is hot. Wait, what?
Hey, wait.
Yeah,
I love this.
Wait a second.
Oh, wait.
That is hot.
This is my favorite thing of all time.
Like, well, I kept trying to think of it like somehow in reality, but I was like, the closest thing I could equate it to would be like my friend's older brother, you know?
Right.
That is the closest thing I can think of, and
and
oh
like,
boy.
That's hot.
I feel like that was the ramp that got us to here.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, that was like the DVDs of like, hot brother.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, all right, where else can I go with hot brother?
You know? Or the reverse of like, my best friend's little sister's looking good.
Yeah.
Like,
He was like, my friend's older brother used to give me wedgies, and I was like, this is hot. He wants to fuck me.
Stacey's mom by Fountain mountains of Wayne led us to sepsis.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
I definitely had, I guess in this case, it was my sister's boyfriend's best friend who was like much older than me. Like, I think I was like 12. Like, I was in middle school and they were in like high school, like later high school. So older than my sister, who's 4 years older than me and a little older than her.
Okay.
And this kid would, like, call me Skittles and, like, just be, like, sort of a big bro and, like tease me a lot. But, like, he wanted a bang.
Yeah.
He definitely wanted a bang.
What was Skittles based in?
I had a shirt
that said Skittles on it.
Is that
Yeah, that really is it. Fashion. I had, like, a parody shirt that was, like, not Skittles. It was, like, the Skittles brand.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was, like, totally bought at Hot Topic in the mall.
Yeah, I think I got it, like, 579.
Oh, my
like,
God. Let me tell you, I think probably my entire wardrobe in my preteen and teen years was like a funny ironic tee.
Yes, funny ironic tee.
I was hoping someone would call me Skittles.
Yeah.
I'm working hard over here.
I felt really seen. I was like, I wonder where that dude is now. Maybe get it off.
Hit him up.
I feel like we would be remiss if we didn't ask you, like, what porn you watch otherwise. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
No. I mean, you suggested this topic because it was, like, a fun idea.
It is so
I
funny because I listened to other ones, and it seemed like in not all of them, but in other podcast episodes, it's assigned to people. So now I look like a maniac. It's like, all right, I know exactly what I'm going to
do. It's fun to talk about.
I know. It is, like, I looked through, I was like, oh, this one is something that we should talk about.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is, I'm going to sound exactly like Gavis and not trying to sound woke. It's like, female orgasm. It's
That's
and
great.
It sounds like a bunch. You've mentioned a lot of people have said that. But yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I applaud you.
Do you actually just search female orgasm, or do you have like specific channels or categories?
I have,
you go
but
after?
The thing is, you run the dry pretty. You the run well the pretty, well pretty dry because at least on Pornhub, it's like here are the six.
Yeah.
Here are the six ones we got.
Yeah, you search step siblings and it's literally 1,000 pages. Yeah. And you search female orgasm and you're like, okay, we got two pretty maybe believable options.
Right.
Here.
I know.
Not sure.
Yeah.
I do feel like of my tendencies that I know I've gotten, and I'm aware of this, but I don't stop doing it, is that I'll watch and then be like, nah. And I just keep going to different ones so frequently. I'm like, I know that's not good for my brain. I think porn, I'm like, I'm okay with all of this, but what I know, like how quickly I switch to things, I'm like, that's probably no good.
Yeah.
And I do that for sure.
Oh, like you curate tabs.
Like you watch, do you curate or
I don't,
do you watch
do, I don't do
ditch.
Much of tabs. I will back out and go back and like, all right, back to the drawing board.
What an interesting form of edging.
I guess people do the tabs, right? That's like a normal thing. I don't. I never.
We're
tabbed.
Both known to.
Yeah.
I'll just get a few going and be like, I feel like this is for like this satisfies that.
This
like,
is smarter.
This.
Yeah. So before you even start watching, when you have like five ready to go,
she's prepping.
Yeah, I'm like looking at a menu and I'm like, I want these five things maybe,
as
and
an
maybe
appetizer.
I want them in this order, or maybe this is the real meal I want and I can cut these others.
See, this
out.
Is smarter because the way I approach it is like, nah, that one lit.
Yeah.
All right. What's
back refresh
is it of the five that you curate, are they in a similar like vein of thing, or are they kind of like scattershot?
Usually same vein, like usually I'm low-key looking for a specific thing in the moment and I'm getting close. You know, I'm like, oh, this is kind of doing it, like, oh, I like the doggy style in this
one. I'll take the first half
and maybe
of this video.
Exactly. Sometimes I am piecing them together and I will be like, I think this is the warm-up and this is the payoff.
Yeah.
And I'll like sort of build my own story.
They're mentioning a mom that isn't in the first half.
Weirdly, this plot doesn't track. Where did the stepbrother go?
Subverting the idea that we need plot-driven porn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because I'll build it myself.
Yeah. It's an algorithm.
Yeah. They're calling me Skittles in all these videos.
Just Skittles. That's going to be my new search.
Call me Skittles. I have some more fun facts and stats.
I want to.
Okay, so I've talked about this before, but John Millward, that guy who did the research from the database of adult performers, he found that out of the 20 most common female roles that appear in film titles, the sixth most common for actresses is daughter.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
And then the 10th is sister.
What are the others?
I mean, assume like mom or wife.
Different
or
variations.
Nurse.
Stepsister, distant sister.
Distant sister.
That's sister and daughter unmodified. So like daughter or stepdaughter sort of falls into that bucket, we assume.
Daughter or stepdaughter.
Yeah.
Sixth and tenth.
But also like, oh, boy. like the hot new MILF or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's the porn database. Teacher. That's specifically like roles they're playing and not even just like words in titles.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, this really makes a case for incest.
Another point for incest. That's what we're doing here, right? By the end of the day, getting a tally of how correct incest is.
Just scoring points for
incest. I'm just trying to make everyone feel better about the fact that everyone's watching it.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, watching it.
We all are.
Do you have any more fun facts or stats? Or
I mean, we could have a like much deeper conversation about... Walter Scheidel agrees that recent research has raised some support for Vestermark's hypothesis, but we don't need to.
Okay.
We can get into that showdown, though.
Yeah, let's do the showdown.
All right, here we go. I feel like this will... Well, now I'm just applying pressure, but I feel like extra fun because you're so familiar with the like tropes.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, these are mostly nonsense.
Great.
Which is a good thing.
Great.
We'll start with... Euro step siblings fuck with play PC game.
Oh.
Fuck with play PC game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
PC as in politically correct.
Clearly.
Just wondering.
PC culture in a video game.
Yeah. Yes.
We're playing it and having sex.
Yeah.
Everyone's consent.
Everyone's very clear.
Yeah. We're using correct pronouns.
Yep.
And there's no slurs involved whatsoever. It's just a very politically correct game. And there's some Euro steps.
Listen, I love the video. A lot going on, though. There's just a lot going on. I'm wondering if it's too complicated.
Yeah. I'm not going to click on this. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Euro component is maybe a language barrier.
Sure.
Sure. I think that's probably pretty
Euro safe. That we have some Euro step siblings. Yeah. Fuck play with. Fuck them all. For all in there.
PC.
Play with play. PC game. Yeah.
Someone's finger slipped on that one.
Yeah.
That's how PC got in there.
Yeah.
Now, to me, this is two Euro, you know, people having sex with parts of a computer.
PC. Yeah.
I think they're getting like a desktop involved.
This is...
I think a gaming mouse is in the mix somehow.
A keyboard.
Gaming mouse is very
Yeah, that's the other thing. I meant to mention my favorite category is PC gaming mouse porn.
The truth comes out.
Orgasm, which you wouldn't think worked together.
No,
but listen.
They're actually exactly disparate.
Yeah. All right, we have, here's a classic. Family strokes 4th of July BBQ turns into step sibling fuckfest.
Of course.
I feel like that's one you could parody.
Oh,
on.
Yeah.
I mean, you could figure that out.
I love the idea of a 4th of July turning into a fuckfest.
Yeah.
The whole
family.
Particularly
a step sibling fuckfest. I'm like, how many step siblings are involved?
It's a big family.
The whole big family.
Yeah.
We went from barbecue and playing some can jam and hell.
Yeah.
Now it's time for the fuckfest.
And fireworks.
Yeah.
Next we have, are you perving on my friend again? No, I'm just making a sandwich.
What does that have to do with staff?
And this one's perfectly executed with like perfect grammar and quotations and everything. I think the idea is from the thumbnail. It's like two girls in a kitchen and then just a guy holding a sandwich.
Yeah.
Are you perving on my friend again? Like the whole premise is clearly going to be like,
yeah.
And oh, he's like, not sister.
Not into
knows?
The friend, into my stepsister.
Yeah. What I love about that is that I feel like it's very common to have a question in it, but I don't feel like it's ever answered in the title.
They gave
Are
us
you
the
perving?
Answer.
No.
Make a sandwich.
Make a sandwich.
No.
Spoiler alert.
I'm making a sandwich to take my 4th of July BBQ.
Yeah. Okay, staying on the theme of titles with quotations in them, so another like line from the film, we'll assume. It's like she's married to my stepbrother and not my dad.
Ain't that the way?
Yeah. Which is better?
It's like, this is just like a diary entry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dear diary.
Yeah.
I had a thought today.
Yeah.
It's kind of like.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Next we have stepsister's wedding day facial.
Oh.
On the wedding day.
Yeah. And why is... So this is one where I'm like, the logic of who is the stepsister to you?
Yeah.
Sure.
So it's stepsister's wedding day facial. Did you marry your stepsister?
Uh-huh.
Who's the bride? Is she now your stepsister and on the wedding day of your parent? Like, who's the bride?
Who's
who got
getting
the
married?
Facial and who is the stepsister
If it's
to
not
you?
The person getting married to the stepsister, it's someone who's just very enthused about it.
Yeah.
It's like, this is, hey, big day.
Does she then walk down the aisle? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why, for some reason, when I heard that, thought it was before the ceremony.
Me too. I was like, oh, she gets cum on her face and then she walks on the aisle.
And I was like, that's just wait till after.
Yeah. And the dad's like, yeah, I'll give you away looking like that.
Gorgeous.
There's my girl.
There, do you feel like we can handle three more?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Loosening up my tight stepsister before playing new Call of Duty.
Priorities.
So going back to the gaming theme.
Oh, no.
Priorities.
He's going to loosen up the tight stepsister and then get to his gaming because he has his priorities straight.
You know what would have made this a lot better to me is if they both played Call of Duty, but it really seems like he's going to have sex and be like, all right, get out of here. Yeah. I'm going to game.
In my head, he's like picks her up off his lap and then picks up his controller, you know?
It feels like very using, whereas if they game together, I'd be like, that's kind of nice.
Yeah. Okay. Second to last, we have just real homemade step siblings.
Real homemade step siblings?
Yes.
Wow.
So we made our step siblings from scratch. They are homemade.
By hand.
Genetically engineered.
Genetically engineered homemade step-siblings. Oh,
wow. That, I will say, has arisen the most curiosity out of me. Because I don't know what that means or looks like.
It's a very amateur-looking video. Okay. I think the idea is, like, we're really step-siblings and we're really fucking.
I see. So this isn't
The grammar is confusing. The syntax leaves room. But
they want
I think the
know.
Idea is, like, this is real.
I see. Mm. Interesting.
As opposed to the, like, entire empire is built on like family fucks again. Like the whole channel is dedicated to taboo step stuff.
They're doing the real thing.
Yeah.
I see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really going for it.
Everything exists in this universe. All right. Last but not least, it might be a taboo, but I finger my step cousin for the best of the family.
No.
I tripped over it, so I feel like I have to say it one more
time. It's much better that way.
It might be a taboo, but I finger my step cousin for the best of the family.
For the best.
For the best of the family.
Oh, what is this family's priority?
I don't know.
That this is like in everyone's best interest.
It's for everyone.
How does this affect everyone?
I don't know.
I need to know.
Oh my God.
Best
and also, step cousin is oddly specific.
It is.
Yeah. Is that even a thing?
Yeah.
Like,
I guess, but then that's just a person.
That's just someone person. You know.
Yeah. It doesn't roll off the tongue to be I fingered a person for the best of my family.
But like, step cousin, I don't feel bad about.
Yeah.
You know?
The way this is phrased also it makes it sound like the person doing it doesn't really want to do it.
Yeah,
it's like,
they're just like,
well, somebody's got to do it.
You know, I didn't want to.
Take one for the team.
Okay, well, someone has to do it. It's like taking the trash out.
Yeah.
Well, this is I'm part of a unit. I have to contribute.
Should we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Amazing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
We're back. To talk about the anal virgin.
It's true. Ryan's also still here.
Hey, what's going on? What do I just left.
Make him leave.
All right, hey, that was fun.
That was too much.
I'm
too
offended.
Much. Yeah.
All right, you guys got the rest, right?
Yeah. For the good of my family, I'll be getting out of here.
For the best of my family.
Wow. So the anal virgin is from Pure Taboo.
It is.
Directed by Bree Mills, who we mentioned, is behind Pure Taboo and Adult Time. And Adult Time has tons of channels.
great platform.
Putting out all kinds of content, much of which is very taboo, but also has like high production value, mm-hmm. and they find ways to work around the things that make you go, yeesh.
Yeah.
Yes, yes,
like,
yes, yes.
They do get very, very edgy, but they're like smart about navigating the taboo space.
Yeah.
And it features Kendra Spade and Small Hands, mm-hmm. who just won the AVN Award for Male Performer of the Year.
Damn.
It's true.
Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, Small Hands.
Hey.
So this is an hour-long video.
It is. We'll start with that.
We picked it without... Yeah, we picked it, and then we're like, oh, panic. This is an hour long.
So we picked a section for Ryan to watch.
Yes.
We didn't want to take an hour of his life to make him...
You pick them, did you watch a bunch? Like, did you watch this all the way through and then pick it, or did you pick it based off of, like, the director, performers, like...
We picked it that way.
Yeah,
a lot of times we will watch the whole thing before we pick stuff. Sometimes when it's... pay-to-play site we may not already have a subscription on.
Right.
Full transparency.
Sure.
We will be like, okay, let's just see. And the interesting thing that Pure Taboo and Adult Time does is they basically put an entire treatment for the video below the video.
Really?
Yeah. So you could read this whole like play-by-play of like what happens.
Interesting. Like a character beat sheet.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. It's okay. Like stepsister wakes up at like... goes to take a shower get a call from her mother who says, go wake him up. And then here's her stepbrother jacking off in the other room. So it like gives you the whole play-by-play.
And we saw a little trailer. We're like, this looks great.
It even does like cut to title. And then like...
let's go. Yeah.
It's pretty detailed. It's lengthy. Right. So we knew what we were getting in terms of storyline. And we knew the performers.
Right.
And that it was a Brie Mills joint.
So we felt good about it.
Like, you know, we were like relatively vetted platform.
Right.
And so then we just dove in, and then I was like, we don't know how long it is, but let's go for it. And then we're like, well, here we are.
I mean, I will say this, as maybe is the case for other people you have on the podcast, my introduction to like a service that like is production value, good, like ethical, well done, which is great. And I was like, I'm finally getting like a taste of artisanal.
I know.
I've been dwelling in the gutters all this time. What am I doing?
Because
I knew Kendra Spade from just a video on Pornhub, and I was like, she is great.
Yeah.
And then I saw she was in this. I was like, perfect.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Phenomenal.
We found one of your friends or someone you're a fan of. Yeah.
She was the only person like in most videos that I've done as to not feel like a major creep. I will only reach out to porn stars who are already following me.
Oh, cool.
But
that's
Kendra
Spade
was the only example of me being like, would you want to do a wholesome video? She did not respond.
Oh. Okay. Well, there you go. Maybe after this episode, she'll hear her name.
DM him back.
Yeah. So the plot of this video, and we'll give you some context as
well. Yes, please. I saw an excerpt.
Yeah, we jumped you in like right at the end of some masturbation.
Great.
By our dear friend Kendra.
By our dear
Kendra. Who none of us have ever met. the lead up of before that is that she wakes up, she sneezes. Rachel loves that.
I wrote about it. I was like, it's brilliant.
Brilliant. It's like a
I can't stop talking about it.
Yeah. It's honestly a very naturalistic like begin to a porn.
I was like, this is porn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God,
she's sleeping. It's really well lit. She like wakes up. She's kind of groggy. She like goes to the bathroom, goes to take a shower. Mom calls. Mom says something, and we imply like she's got a message for her stepbrother or something. She goes to wake him up and hears porn coming from his room and cracks the door, watches him masturbate to porn about anal sex of some kind.
Right.
And then when he's gone, she watches the porn to find out, like, specifically, like, she goes back on his computer, like, what was he jacking off to?
Yeah.
And then she masturbates to the thought of him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And there's a sort of monologue of him
saying
things to her
things.
In her imagination.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And she develops, I guess, a specific fantasy about him taking her anal virginity.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So we pick up with her climaxing as a result of that masturbation.
Yeah.
And then going to... You see that... So then what happens is, like, stepbrother comes home.
Yes, this is, I think, where I jump in. This is, like,
starting
The Irishman an hour and a half in.
Yeah, it is. It's picking up The Irishman at the beginning of season two.
Yeah.
I'm just stealing a joke.
Yeah,
that was at the Oscars.
Yeah, very good.
Here we are. And then, she just seduces her stepbrother by being like, I saw
by
what
literally
you were watching. She gets
over.
Naked.
Yeah, she gets on his bed, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like,
shows
the ass is out.
Asshole.
Yeah.
And there is a pretty drawn out scene of what feels like improv between her and Small Hands that I like.
Before? Or when?
No,
before
when
they
like,
fuck.
When he was like, what are you doing?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. I loved that.
Yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, that's missing. I think that's missing for a lot of most, like, step-sibling
I think so,
stuff.
Too. Because when I was watching, I was like, that just acting-wise has to be the hardest emotion to convey ever.
Yeah.
It's like, you're my step-sibling, and, like, this is, like, such a hard thing to tap into. And you have to improvise it, because when it's scripted, it's like, no! It's like, I mean, aware that this is, like, an abnormal situation. Just be like, oh, well, fucking, like...
Yeah. The journey that they went through, you know? I was like, this is great. I mean, especially Small Hands, I felt like he was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, this is not okay.
Yes.
Like, you're my stepsister. Like, you need to put clothes on. Oh, my God. You're out of your mind. Like... I believed him.
I think that's what it is like, you have to deliver that line with, like, no, this is not going to happen. I think the way it always is like, we all know it's going to happen.
Right,
so it's always delivered with, like, we can.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like,
it made it hotter for there to be, like, something to fight for.
Yes. Right.
And I also liked, which we will juxtapose against the next video we're going to talk about. I don't love an 18-year-old in a porn being like, please fuck me. But I prefer the nature of this where she's like, I know what you like.
Yeah.
I want you to do it.
Yes. Like,
she's very eager.
She has agency.
She's leading the seduction.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rather than him being like, let me show you how it's done. Or just being like a rapey thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Which the
I
other
would
one.
I prefer this.
Yeah.
We have our druthers.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. I also just really appreciated the fact that she was coming on to him and made the first move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't like he was like, okay, yeah, well, then I'll fuck you. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. He did. He got into a place and I was like, well, weirdly, this is believable. Is like he just kind of fell into being like, what are you doing?
Oh, sure.
What are you doing?
What?
She's like actively sucking his dick and he's like, what are you doing though?
And I was like, yeah, I mean, you would lose your argument.
What?
Like, you would lose some articulation there and just kind of like, what?
Well, yeah, he's having a great blowjob.
What? What I thought, not having saw the first half, was that the porn that she caught him watching was step-sibling porn. That's a thing that I was like, oh, if they did that, that would have been very interesting. They didn't. But if they did,
did they?
Like,
did you catch?
I don't think so.
I'm realizing I didn't pay super close attention.
Yeah. Probably
when
not.
When she was rewatching the porn,
I just assumed that it was like step sibling.
Oh my god!
And I was
that
like,
I mean,
if they were like, I know that you're into this, and now like, I've been like, holy
that would have been
shit,
smart.
That's brilliant. That would have been brilliant because that's like infinity.
Yeah.
You know, like
exactly
the step sibling watching the porn of the step siblings watching the porn of the step siblings forever.
Right,
forever,
right,
and we're watching it, so now we have to find
now we're step siblings.
Or step cousin.
Yeah. No, that doesn't count.
For the good of the family. For the good of the family.
Yeah. I just really, I was surprised at how hot I found this video.
Yeah.
And I think it had to do a lot with it, like, of him fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it being so easy to be like, yeah, immediately I will have sex with this person who is coming on to me.
Yes.
Also, guy in a towel, smart move.
Mm.
Just a smart move. It makes the whole thing feel riskier.
Mm. Right.
Unlike the second one, which is a towel is also involved, but to less effect.
Yeah.
To less effect.
Oh, I have so much to say about towels, lack thereof, and just the whole bathroom situation. That one, we'll get to
it. Well, okay, here's my question. So you've watched a bunch of videos by this director.
Yes.
Is this a style, like, now I'm just trying to discern, like, premium porn that I've never seen before. Is it shot? I mean, I guess it's just always better looking.
Yeah.
But do directors have certain, like, this felt like very, like, dimly lit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That is not
uncommon in Brimo stuff, I would say. It's not exclusively, like, dark and moody. Like, I'm
kind of
a couple that were like, oh, we started outside in, like, the sunshine and then relocated. But this one in particular does feel like a good aesthetic. Like, I do think there's, like, a graininess and a certain, like, heightened visual.
Yeah.
Like, they definitely, none of the ones I've seen feel like they're meant to look like amateur porn.
Right.
Like, they're meant to look like they have style and production about them.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And there is no awareness of the camera.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite way to watch porn.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want a girl looking at the camera in the eyes being, well, you know, while she's getting cum on her face.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to be the creep that's
coming
no one
on
knows.
Us. Yeah.
Go off to your wedding day now.
Yeah.
Goodbye. I send you away. Yeah. For some reason, the lighting to me, I mean, it just must be that I'm used to watching just like Yeah.
I mean, a lot of porn is literally like lit with fluorescent lights.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, here we are in this warehouse. Yeah. We're lucky to have a boom mic.
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just looked really good.
Yeah. But yeah, Pure Taboo looks really good. You mm-hmm. should check out. We talk about all the time, like Balesa, X Confessions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Four Chambers goes even more in the like arty direction.
Okay,
this is another platform, like much more expressionistic and weird, and much more like higher style.
Right.
Vex Ashley, who runs that platform, talks about like art school bullshit being like that's in the sort of thesis of the site.
Interesting.
And she has a very clear aesthetic. So just to tease a couple.
It is very funny.
We just really like to encourage you to like go for the ethical porn.
Yeah. Totally, totally.
I mean, as much as you have to be loyal to Pornhub. Right.
Sure. Yeah. My hands are tied.
Do you get like free things? Like, do they send you subscriptions or merch or anything like that?
Yeah, they've sent me a couple things. I got like a jacket. They send jackets to people with 50K subscribers. But when I started out, they're just like, we really love it. You want a jacket? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
they've sent me stuff. When I did the Pornhub Awards in October, I presented at them. And they gave me like a goodie bag, which mostly had like vibrators and clit stimulators.
Yeah, so, great.
Yeah, I could not use them.
Right.
I'll hold on to
these. Okay. Yeah, so they've given me a bunch of stuff. I have like a hat,
a
bunch of porn
swag. Stuff. Nice.
A bunch of swag. Yeah.
Porn swag.
Very nice.
It is very funny that I now have this login to Pure Taboo. I've already stitched together like a Hulu, Netflix, HBO, and now
you got Pure Taboo.
The quilt of my like stolen passwords grows and grows.
You're not alone. I have never run into a device max limit on any of the porn sites.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and when Gamer saw the show, he was like, I'll be using this until you let me know and kick me off.
Yeah,
so you're welcome.
Great. Hey, thanks.
Yeah. So, and we are slowly but surely getting more free logins.
Right. Oh, is that right?
Which is great.
Through different platforms that
we just did our taxes
out, so,
and we're like, wow, we spent a lot of money on porn.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember to cancel those subscriptions.
Sure, that's how they get you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we didn't even talk about They Have Sex.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh,
yeah.
Right, I turned it off before that happened. Yeah. I was just like, really good lighting. All right.
Good acting.
Good shower, good lighting. I'm out.
They Have Sex, and it is hot. Mm. I really loved how much ass eating there was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
They did
both just take showers.
Yeah.
Right. It's the next day.
I genuinely had that thought. I was like, they're both showered and clean.
Yeah, they're both clean. Yeah.
They're both showered and clean.
I wish that there would have been like a little bit of like lube involved.
Sure.
Yeah, with anal, you want that.
Sure.
And especially the idea that she, you know, he's taking her anal virginity. I would have liked, you know, the idea that like lube is important.
Totally.
To be brought into it. But
at the start, it seemed like, oh, there's an intention here to go slow.
Yeah.
And that seemed like, oh, this is nice, but Lou probably would have been nice too.
Extra helpful.
Yeah,
but I think that's why we got so much ass eating. And
She was like, let me get used to it. And he's like, I'll put it like right here and then you like take your time.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not expecting that.
Yeah. What a good brother.
I was worried that he's going to be like, sorry,
that's
I had to.
That's what brothers do.
So considerate.
So considerate.
But yeah, I thought it was hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we cut it off basically like mid-sex, essentially. Yeah. I was like, this is past the 15-minute mark, so like, let's be reasonable about how much porn we're making you watch.
45
minutes. So.
Yeah.
I like the idea that they're like,
we had time.
He can't handle much more than this. Cut him off.
Well, you know,
he's
awesome.
We don't know.
We certainly have hours on end to watch porn. But, you know.
We watch too much porn.
Earlier today, I was at Laura's apartment, and someone came in to like drop off a package, and I was just on her couch just with porn open on my laptop. I was like, hey, yeah, you can leave right there.
I still haven't gotten like comfortable with that. Where I'd be at College Humor's offices, just like uploading my videos, and people walk by like, I guess he's the guy. Like,
yeah, that's his thing.
Okay, we can't tell him no, but I'm still just like,
Wow, yeah.
I'm fully past that point. You open up my iPhone. You open up Safari. You want to Google something? Good luck.
This is a four-year way to live. This is what I need to be.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's the way.
I'm like, sorry, it's research.
Yeah.
So what was after the point I stopped? What happens? They just fuck.
Yeah. They just fuck. Just more fucking.
Yeah.
Different positions. Still more anal.
More anal.
Did we get a cum shot? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Who cares? I'm
not here necessarily for the cum shot.
Sure.
Yeah.
What I'm here for is the build up.
Yes.
I wanted to see him have that conflict.
Yes.
Of being like, I know this is wrong and I know I shouldn't do it, but like, oh my God, okay, we're doing it. And I liked her, you know, taking the reins and being like,
I want to fuck you. We're doing
I also
this.
Did like the part, and I think this was in the clip that we provided you, where he was like asking if it was like hot to her and she had like masturbate. Like,
yeah.
They had some like dirty talk specifically about her like anticipating it and him being like, is this what you wanted?
Right, right.
Which can be hot.
Yeah.
It can put pressure on a situation, but it can also be really hot. Smallhands, depending on what the answer is.
Yeah. Smallhands is the master of dirty talk.
Smallhands is?
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point he's like, where's my dick right now? And she's like, in my asshole? I was like, oh, I'm writing that down. Writing that number
Let's go!
Down. Smart. Should we move on to the other one?
Oh, boy.
What a doozy we are in store for.
So this is, depending on your algorithm, but in many cases, the first thing that pops up when you search step-siblings.
Yeah.
It's called Bratty Sis Messing with Step Sis and My Cock Slips In, Season 4, Episode 2.
Is it Season 4, Episode 2? Yeah.
Yes.
Kyle Mason and Lily Adams are in this.
Mm-hmm. This is a porn that operates in three acts.
Yeah. Yes, I found that very funny. This is cut together like a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah, they're like part one, part two, and part three.
And all the like titles were like Windows Movie Maker.
Yes,
he absolutely made this. And I'm going to say it was Kyle Mason who made this video.
Yeah.
We're going to go to let me say that. Okay, so we open on a woman arguably in a shower.
Arguably.
Yeah. I say arguably because we have a water sound effect.
Yeah. Sure.
And we're in a shower and there's water droplets on the shower door. However, the water is definitely not running.
No, not at all.
She has a loofah. She is
not
loofahing herself. Dry.
Dry brushing.
Dry. She is dry brushing. Stepbrother comes in. Sees her quote-unquote showering.
Standing in a shower.
Standing in a shower.
Standing in a shower dry.
And he's like, is my stepsister okay? I'm going to have a conversation with her about how the bathroom works. That's not what happens. And so he comes in with a bucket of water.
Oh, I forgot
that he then throws on her.
Yeah, he was like, she's doing this wrong.
Yes, which further complicates, like, what? How do these filmmakers think bathrooms work?
That is so crazy that that is an insane thing that I forgot happened because there's seven other insane things that happen in this.
Oh my God. So he pours cold water on her.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to get her towel and he steals it.
Yes.
She's like, how dare you interrupt my dry shower?
Yeah. And so then they go and then it cuts to her in her bedroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
they
she's
like
got a towel around.
And she's like, you're so annoying. And they do like tug of war.
Yeah, they're
for
trying
a while
to, they're fighting
towel.
For the towel.
She's naked, by the way.
She's fully
naked.
And she goes into this very interesting position.
Sure.
Where she's
she gets on her stomach.
On all fours. And she's
the
pulling
towel
the towel
over
her shoulder. Which I don't
like,
think
hi-ho,
is,
hi-ho, off to work we go.
I don't know if that's what's going to win in tug of war.
Yeah, really but, she's just positioning herself to make herself presentable.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that literally.
Yes.
And then we get a nice
and then
aerial
go, whoop, whoop, whoop.
POV shot of his dick flopping out.
Flopping out of his
like,
sleeves.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was like, so we're starting with a like a very large flaccid penis, maybe,
yeah.
It just flops out of there.
It very much flops.
It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then it, by way of magic,
he just,
we're led to believe
flaccid,
it slips, just slips into her vagina, because that's how sex
vagina.
Works. I've never had to, like, help a dick in. It just slides
you
right
just
in.
You just fight with a towel and then it kind of happens.
Yeah. It just happens.
She also says, while she's fighting with a towel, there's a line of dialogue where she says, come on, dude, I'm soaking wet, just give it to me.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, her talking about her from the shower, like, trying to be very, like, she's not wet, she's completely dry.
Yeah.
Totally
and I'm going to say, so is her vagina.
Yes. We're going to go ahead and assume that.
I'm going to assume
that. I think that's fair, too.
I think that's true.
Oh, wow.
And then she's like, and this is one of those that I'm sure porn performers hate to fucking do.
Of course.
Where you have to just be like, oh my God. Like, the whole, her whole character
is just annoyed.
Is annoyed.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? Oh my, what is that? Oh my God, your dick is inside of me right now. And she's just annoyed about it.
Yeah.
And then she kind of likes it and it goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she was like, did you just come inside of me?
And that's how it ends, right? There's
that's
no
the
resolution
of,
to that question.
That's the end of act one.
That's
There's the end of act one.
Yes.
Where do we go from here?
He fucks her for a bit. He comes. And then she's like, what is that? What is that? Oh my God, did you come
End of Act One.
Yeah. And then I'm assuming a good amount of time has passed since when Act Two starts because...
Oh, she had a child.
Yeah, she carried a child to term. They gave it away for adoption and they're back living in the same house.
Yeah. Everything's
like,
chill.
Hey, remember that great time we had? Do you want to suck my dick?
Yeah. Yes.
Which is as feasible as what this video is because it is just him coming back and being like, hey, will you help me out?
Yeah.
It was, yes, help me out.
Yeah.
Come on, help me out.
Yeah. That's a line I hope to never hear in my life. Could you help me out with my penis?
Yeah.
Like, even when I'm like 95 years old and my partner's like, hey, could you help me out? I'd be like, don't
when
you dare
you put
say
it
that.
Like that.
Can you help me
don't
out?
Don't you dare.
I've heard those words all too often.
Hey.
Could you help me out with this situation?
I was 19 once. What can I say?
Help.
And she's equally as mad.
She
this
is.
Time.
But she's like, we're not going to fuck though, but I'll give you a blowjob. Yeah. As if that's somehow better.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's decided the first act, never again.
Yeah.
This is the new us.
Yeah. She has no, there's no arc here.
There is.
She is equally as mad every single time he does something naughty.
Yes.
Well, they get to the cunnilingus, so arguably, the video gets more progressive.
Sure.
As it goes. Right. Why am I doing this?
I know. Don't
Why
you dare.
Bratty cis defender has stepped into the chat.
Also, I gotta go, you guys. I'm so sorry.
He has this weird like nose breathing too that you can hear.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like when someone's like recording it and their face is a little bit too close to the camera.
Yeah.
And he's just like
yeah.
Yeah. It's like it just reminded me of Tony Soprano. You know? That's all I can think of. I was like, this guy's gonna have a heart attack.
This damn Tony Soprano. Yeah.
I noted a couple really choice things about production.
Uh-huh.
The lip gloss that she has on in the third act really notable for a sleeping person.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wakes her up.
Oh, yes, right. Part three.
And
part
she's
three.
Like made up and wearing like very thick pink lip gloss.
Yes.
And I was like, I do often sleep that way.
You got it. You cannot.
Yeah.
I would pay
Otherwise,
money.
You know, when my stepbrother comes in to fuck me. How am I going to look?
She's also asleep, like, fully lights on in the middle of the day.
Yeah. She's just taking
she's
a snooze.
She's taking a very made-up nap.
And then he's just, and he dry humps her.
He dry humps her from behind.
Yeah. And then he goes, she says that you need to ask permission before you dry hump someone, okay?
Yeah.
Which, like, that's the line?
Yeah, that's when you're going
to take. That's when you have to ask.
That's the hell you're going to die on.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you can, like, you know, attack
come
me in a shower.
Me?
Come inside me. We don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Pressure me to give you a blowjob. But the dry humping, I'm going to draw
can't.
A line.
You
got
to
ask.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She also is wearing a shirt in the third act that just says Chili Babe.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Is it was it two and three or just two when it was like very high blue like socks, like knee socks and like it seemed like
I
a
think
very
that was
specific
just two,
like,
but yeah, very
yeah.
like little girl
yeah, yeah, yeah.
leaning
yeah.
into that vibe. Like
yes.
I'm just a little teenager. Yeah. I wear yes, lip gloss yes. and socks.
And a choker necklace.
The three things you need.
And a shirt eventually that says Chili Babe.
Right. Chili Babe.
No picture of chili. It's just like stencil lettering shirt. She's from Ohio. I don't know.
So then he goes down on her because she's like, I have an idea.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Hard cut.
We get some cunnilingus, which looks fine.
Mid-cunnilingus.
Sure.
Looks just
Let's
fine.
Talk about her orgasm or lack thereof.
Ryan,
you're a fan
you.
Of the female orgasm.
Yeah.
Did that, this do
now
it
Now, that
for
was
you?
Exactly what I think female orgasms yeah. are. When I talk about female orgasms, I'm talking about that.
That,
that exactly is what I like.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think she pretends to come like four times in that.
Mm.
She really pretends to come in a way, and we come across this a lot, where I'm like, you're just either... Like, you've never had an orgasm, or you're willing to, like, mislead your entire public about how orgasms work.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's, like, not a circumstance where an orgasm could happen,
Like,
frankly.
If you're gonna fake it, like, don't just, like, moan really loudly.
Yeah.
Right.
She did do some, like, shaky stuff.
Oh, really?
Where I was like, you're, like, trying, but it was weird.
Oh.
Like, she was, like, shaking her, like, during the cunnilingus. She was like, make me come. But she definitely didn't come.
Right.
Mm.
Like, the...
I missed that.
The journey of the, like, heightened, quote-unquote, enjoyment to her being like, ha, ha, like, lots of rolling her eyes back in her head. Like, she's just laying it on thick.
Yeah, she's just making noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I do wonder if it's like, all right, you got to fake an orgasm. If my note is that, do I just do it a bunch? Do I do it once really loud? I don't know the method of, like, all right, let me just, like, what's the way to fake this?
As a performer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's got to be weird and hard, too, though, because a lot of times they're shooting scenes sort of cut together.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, they're like, okay, this is the doggy style, and like, you're gonna, like, are you gonna fake an orgasm for every angle, basically?
Right,
or
right.
Is it scripted, or do you have a smart enough director that's like, ideally, we're going for real orgasm, and they're gonna frame the session and the shoot that way.
Right.
Failing that, do you have a director that's like, yo, don't waste it. Like, don't throw eight orgasms at us. No one's gonna believe you, like, started and finished that many times.
Right.
You know? I gotta cut it together to believably make it look like you're coming, so let's create an arc here.
Yeah.
I should direct porn.
I know. We always joke that, like, at one point...
The culmination of this podcast will be that we direct a porn.
We direct a porn together, and it'll be the best porn that ever existed.
Yeah. And then we'll just quietly walk into the ocean, because our work here will be done.
I would love if you directed it and you made this exact thing. Like, we're gonna do it right, and it's the same exact video. Okay, so there's a towel. You get the water, dump it.
No, you're in the shower, but the water's not on.
Because we have the mic, you know, it's just...
So that must have been a conversation of showers are hot, but the logistics of you having your hair wet or something is,
I genuinely wondered. I was like, is it to keep her hair dry? Is it for sound?
I thought it was a sound issue.
Oh,
or are
sense.
They in a house that doesn't have running water? They could be
imagine?
In some house that's like, because sometimes it's like random houses that don't have people currently living there.
They're squatters.
Like production design, they're fully squatters. They're like at an open house or something.
Right.
And they're like, oh, like, we can use this house for the time being.
Yeah.
But, like, the water bill was shut
Wait,
off.
I'm actually really believing you now because Kyle Mason also was in that foot video that we talked about that he had, like, weird, like, sound effects for, like, watching TV.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
That's right. Kyle Mason was in that one.
Yeah.
It was, like, a foot worship video.
And it was they were like watching TV weird... in like this really nice house, but like they put on like weird, just like found music, for, like background music.
And the house had furniture, but felt very not lived in, like a show house or like houses in like Arrested Development. It's like we have
a
couch
real
and a table,
agent.
But like no one's like other accoutrement, like,
right?
No clothing, otherwise no like dishes in the kitchen, just like one vase of flowers.
Yeah, and that's
the whole decorative choice. Like nothing on the walls.
Like how a child would draw a house.
Yes.
Okay, here's the chimney. That's it. So is he a director or is he a performer that shoots his own videos?
I think he's a performer that shoots his own videos.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, maybe he didn't shoot this, but...
Yeah.
He might have had help, but I think he's like he's kind of straddling both sides of the camera.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to speak. I'm so sorry.
No running water. Yeah, I think they're probably in some sort of post-apocalyptic.
That's it.
Universe. Yeah.
We missed part zero.
We missed part zero. That's why this doesn't make sense.
The world is prologue.
Yeah.
These step-siblings are the only people left within a 20-mile radius.
That would be very fun, is to write part zero and make everything make sense somehow.
It's a challenge.
A shower. She missed the sensation of having a shower was like, so that's why she pretended to have a shower. She was reminiscing.
Yeah, it's a deeply sad moment, which we don't see because she's in a cube and it's all covered with water. Sentimental.
So what do we think, guys? Are either of these going to be something that we masturbate to?
Yeah.
I'm surprised at like how much I was enjoying the anal virgin.
Yeah.
I really like production value that's not too much. I like that it felt like believable. Mm-hmm. And the taboo, like in this case, I was like, okay, I get it.
The taboo worked for me.
Yeah.
I also like this introduced, I feel like, patience into my porn watching because I feel like normally it's like, this is a quick situation.
Right. Yeah,
it's like, oh, I'm watching this. Like 15 minutes worth of porn is not a routine thing for me.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, there's value to like sitting with this a little longer.
Yeah. Storyline.
Yeah. Stuff like this that's like this well made and doesn't have like a ton of shitty dialogue and that has like a believable lead up. I forget sometimes, partially because we watch so much Gadam porn, but that I'm like, oh yeah, like actually having to wait for the thing to happen is hot. Like sometimes that anticipation is really helpful.
Yes.
And the moment before.
Like
I
miss watching movies and being like, ooh, this sex scene's so hot because we've got this like story buildup to give a shit about it. So if that is a thing for you listeners, this is a great platform to go for. Because Adult Time makes, in particular, like films.
Yeah, they do.
Like a lot of them are features. Like fuller length, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that goes to what you were saying of just like the back and forth. No, like it did lead up in a way. I was like, oh, this is always just cropped out when I'm watching. Yeah. I'm like, it's straight to here's the thing that you're here for.
Right.
And not like, let's like lead you into it.
Yeah. And his cock didn't just fall out of his pants and slip into her.
Yeah.
You know, which I'm sorry. I just don't ever want to see.
Yeah.
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 You know?
Yeah. It's hotter that he was wearing a towel and this boner kind of happening and saying no, but it was
me. He was like, no, 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 no. I also think that there's something sexy about a man being like, no, 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 no. Mm-hmm. And a woman being like, but I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I watch femdom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So weirdly, bratty cis not making the rank.
Yeah, weirdly. I don't know.
I do think we've agreed that towels in some capacity, good.
Yes, yes.
It's just the way they're used. Be careful.
Yeah. It's true.
Gotta make smart choices.
Throw some towels in, but be careful.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, thanks so much for coming on our show.
This is so fun. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
This was
delightful.
Great. Absolutely.
Make sure to check out Ryan Creamer on Pornhub.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything else you want to plug?
I'm working on my own subscription site. It's going to take a couple years, but I'll make some premium stuff. Just me. so keep your eyes out for that.
That's right.
Until then, Pornhub it is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Amazing.
Well, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at girlsonpern, that's porn without the O, or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
And if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
Bye!
Let's go!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.